From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. British police have made several arrests overnight following a series of raids in the wake of Wednesday's London attack in which at least five were killed, dozens injured, after a car plowed into pedestrians close to Parliament. They said the attacker appeared to act alone. A policeman was stabbed to death before the assailant was shot and killed. Mark Rowley heads the counter-terrorism policing.
We have hundreds of officers on this investigation, and they're focusing on the suspect's motivation, preparation, and his associates.
Rowley said as the vehicle was driven over Westminster Bridge, it struck pedestrians before crashing into the railing outside Parliament. A knife-wielding man emerged, attempting to enter Parliament, but was confronted by police. Rowley said security in the area has been increased.
As a precautionary measure, over the next few days, we've increased the number of officers on duty, armed and unarmed, to provide a highly visible, reassuring presence.
Prime Minister Theresa May condemned the attack as sick and depraved, but for now, the United Kingdom's threat level remains unchanged.
The United Kingdom's threat level has been set at severe for some time, and this will not change.
Parliament reopened for business Thursday. The incident coincided with the first anniversary of two suicide attacks in Brussels that killed more than 30, was claimed by Islamic State. The International Red Cross Red Crescent is appealing for hundreds of millions of dollars to help millions facing famine in four countries, Somalia, Yemen, South Sudan, and Nigeria. The regional official is Dominic Stillhart.
20 million people facing starvation is not something that we are dealing with every day. And therefore, we really need to act now. And if we act now, especially in Yemen and in Somalia, famine can be averted.
He said there's a window of about 3 months during which large amounts of aid must be distributed. This is VOA News. As Syrian talks are set to resume in Geneva Thursday, the Pentagon said the U.S.-led coalition against Islamic State has expanded its role, airdropping local ground forces near the IS-held town of Tabqa in northern Syria. Stephen Zunis of the University of San Francisco said this is a departure from the previous role of train and advise.
Now, not only do we have combat-ready forces that are much closer to the actual conflict, you're having just this kind of support of inserting troops in ISIS-held territory and other actions, which definitely seem to indicate that the United States is upping its direct participation in the conflict.
Meanwhile, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said coalition aircraft killed and wounded dozens of civilians in airstrikes this week. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, hosting a gathering of members of the Global Coalition Against Islamic State, called for safe zones for refugees as a next phase in the fight against the IS insurgency.
While a more defined course of action in Syria is still coming together, I can say the United States will increase our pressure on ISIS and al-Qaeda and will work to establish interim zones of stability through ceasefires to allow refugees to go home.
He did not indicate where the zones would be located or how they would work. Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte Thursday said he's been assured by China it is not building anything on the disputed Scarborough Shoal in the South China Sea.
I was informed that they're not going to build anything sa Panatag out of respect for our friendship.
China's foreign ministry said reports it built a monitoring station were not true. Both countries claimed to the shoal, but China seized it in 2012. Turkey's president warned Wednesday the safety of Westerners could be in peril. Recep Tayyip Erdogan didn't elaborate, but added that his country cannot be pushed and shoved and ministers ousted. European officials have denied Turkish officials participation in rallies for a Turkish referendum granting Mr. Erdogan sweeping new powers. South Korea raised the sunken vessel Seawolf from waters off the country's southwest Thursday, nearly 3 years after it capsized and sank, killing more than 300 people, mostly students. An investigation will seek answers to explain the cause of the tragedy. Zimbabwe's opposition has demanded presidential elections next year be conducted by an independent commission set up by the UN and African Union. It said it has no confidence in the country's state-appointed electoral commission. 94-year-old President Robert Mugabe is expected to stand for re-election. And the United States Wednesday won its first-ever World Baseball Classic title with a dominating 8-0 victory over Puerto Rico, played in Los Angeles. Puerto Rico entered the game undefeated at 7 wins, no losses. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.